Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor of TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news offering, the Mozambique LNG project raised the project finance benchmark for large-scale schemes after it closed amid the COVID-19 crisis, with a surprising tenor given the volume of debt involved. But there is more to the deal than just size. Key elements will enable the sponsors to use the concession as leverage for future debt. Over on our Essentials News offering in the project and export finance space, on the 4th of September, the World Bank invited technical and financial request for proposals from prospective consulting firms to assist on pre-feasibility studies to bring renewable energy to Bangladesh's largest economic zone under development. Sponsors of the $650 million Jubail 3A independent water producer in Saudi Arabia, Aqua Power, Gulf Investment, and Al Bawani reached financial close on the fund's backing scheme on 2nd September. Over in the commodity finance space, on our Essentials News front, Mercuria has returned to the offshore loan market for its annual foray, and there is a COVID premium this time round. On our third-party news tracker service in the commodity space, Squire Patton Boggs has appointed Jason Marks as a partner in its global corporate practice in London. He joins from Holman Fenwick William. Norwegian shipping company Avance Gas has unveiled a number of management changes. Peter Carl Graham Simerson will step down as interim CEO and CFO. And Trafigura has developed a first shipment of low sulfur gas oil to the port of Berber, following the signing of a milestone storage agreement earlier this year with the government of Somaliland. And last, by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, cross-border liquid network RTGS Global has launched stage one of its operational rollout. The World Bank has approved $86 million of credit for the Malawi government to increase access to financial services of SMEs, including addressing the negative economic effects of COVID-19. And TradeStream has appointed Mossy Wolfson as new sales and origination lead for European banks. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.